Hello, everyone. You're listening to a very special episode of Children Chatting with Authors. Today, we are going to be joined by Jerry Craft, the 2020 Coretta Scott King Book Awards author winner and Newbery Medal winning author of the 2020 Newbery winning book, New Kid.
Hi, my name's Daniela, and my question for Jerry is, why did you become an author slash illustrator, and from what age did you know that this was the career you wanted?
So I have to say, I have never remembered the time in my life when I did not like to draw. From the time I was very little, I always had a pencil or crayons or pen in my hand. You know, it was interesting. I never really thought I would be an author because I wasn't really a reader. I read Marvel Comics, and that was about it. And I never really had books that I bonded with. It, you know, I didn't have a librarian who would, you know, tell me about the new Dog Man or the new Harry Potter or the new Percy Jackson. So, you know, I had just these big gaps. And eventually I started writing my own comics because I guess I wanted to see characters who look like me. And then slowly but surely, I realized that in order to draw these stories, I had to write them myself. And that was kind of what started it. It was comic books. And then as I got a little older, my own comic strips.
Hi, my name is Nicholas. And my question is, where did you get the idea for New Kid?
So New Kid is basically a combination of my life as well as the lives of my two sons. And so part of it is me, like growing up in Washington Heights, being one of the youngest and smallest kids in my class, having to go every day, like wanting to be an artist, and my parents did not want me to be an artist. And then going to having them send me to a school in Riverdale called Fieldston, which was very much like Riverdale Academy Day School. And the part that I took from watching my sons was a lot of the dress code, the pinks and the salmons, and calling some of the kids of color by the wrong names, the teachers of color. So I would say it was probably about 75% me and 25% them, or something like that. Maybe 60-40. Yeah, let's say that.
My name is Isaac. I was going to ask that, are you going to make another book about Jordan?
Actually, I am drawing as we speak. So I am working on the companion book, which is called Class Act, which I am doing my best to finish it in the next 2 weeks. And then if I can get that done, then Class Act will be out on this October, I believe October 10th. And you can actually already go on different websites and pre-order it, which is really exciting. So it will have Drew on the cover, but it will still be Drew and Liam and all the people that you do like. And yeah, I'm very excited. I am very happy with how it's turning out. I just have to put the finishing touches on it.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Eva. And my question is, why for the chapter titles did you base them off different movies and books?
So for the chapter headings, one of the things that I wanted to do was I wanted to reference a lot of pop culture stuff because I wanted to show that it was up to date, you know, it's a current story. I also put some in for adults to like because I don't think that kids will get all of them, but I put a lot of those in for teachers and librarians because I know when my sons were younger and I would take them to see, you know, animated movies, I always loved the movies that were like Shrek, because I think I would laugh as much as they did. You know, it may be different parts, but I just really enjoy them. So I wanted to do a book that a kid could read but then also their teacher or their mom or their dad or their older brother could also read, and then they could talk about it together so that it would just be, you know, a book for all ages. And, you know, judging by the response I have gotten, it seems like I have done pretty good to that. So I'm very happy to have achieved my goal. And literally everyone, some of them people haven't figured out yet. And then every once in a while, someone's like, oh, is that blah, blah, blah? Like, yeah. So, but yes, every single one is some kind of movie or play or TV show or something like that.
And what I liked is it kind of gave you a little preview of what that chapter was going to be about. My name's Lauren. I'm the children's librarian at Studio City Library. And Jerry, I was wondering how you said that The New Kid was sort of autobiographical, 60-40. And I adored Jordan's parents. I just adored them. I thought they were so hilarious. And his grandfather, when they went out to the Chinese restaurant, I just adored them so much. And would you say that was your experience with your parents, or are you the parents in the story? Are you sort of that personality of Jordan's parents?
Yeah, I feel like I am definitely the dad. And whenever I put a grandfather in any of my stories, I always think about my father. So I think one of the things why I was able to tell a story that different people can like is, you know, first my experience was me as a kid, you know, actually going to school and being the new kid. But then I also got to watch it as a dad. So some of the things that I was able to remember as a kid, and then other things I experienced as a dad and being very protective of my own sons. And when things happened to them, I was a lot more aware of the things that were happening than I was when I was a kid. I was like, oh, yeah, I guess, whatever. But then as a dad, I was like, oh, well, the reason this happened is because of this. And, you know, you want to be protective and make sure that your kids are getting a good education and being treated fairly and things like that. So that's where a lot of that came from. You know, so their mom and I definitely spent a lot of time at the school, and we were very interested and talked to them a lot. And she was a private school person too. So we both had experiences such as, you know, being able to tell our sons, well, you know, if you go into school one day and they're talking about Black History Month or civil rights or something like that, you know, don't be shocked if every kid in the class turns and stares at you. And I remember that happened. And one day my youngest son came home. I was like, yep, dad, it happened. He's like, what? He says, well, they talked about civil rights or slavery or something like that. And everyone in the class turned and looked at me. So we were able to kind of warn him, he had, I think, a much easier time in his school than she and I had.
Thank you, Jerry. Such great insight. I was just wondering because I thought Jordan's parents were fantastic.
I think that with a lot of books for kids, that the parents are always the least interesting, always kind of bumbling, and the kids just spend the whole book yelling at them, and you know, they can't get anything right, and they can't do this, they can't do that. And, you know, I just really wanted to have a loving relationship with a mom and a dad. I know that a lot of books that feature African-American characters, you don't see a mom and a dad, so it's very important for me to do a grandfather as well. And then one joke that I played on my readers is, you know, in a lot of books, there's someone who passes away. You know, and they missed them. It's like, oh, poor grandpa, or, you know, grandma, whatever. So I said, if I set everyone up to believe that grandpa, you know, had gone on to heaven, and, you know, that throughout the book, it would be Jordan, you know, talking to his grandpa, like a ghost of his grandpa, and getting all this stuff, that everyone would just be like, oh, poor Jordan. Okay. And so I set it up that way. And then he's like, yeah, you know, Jordan, I just moved to Yonkers. Every time I talk about that scene with someone, and they're like, oh, you totally got me. I just laugh.
Thank you very much. Now, I know we have a question in the chat. This question comes from Sora, and she asks, when did you decide that you wanted to start drawing?
You know, it was never a conscious decision. You know, I guess I just picked up a crayon one day and, you know, I took a Spider-Man comic book. Oh, I wonder if I could draw him, you know, and then tried it again and tried it again and tried it again. And it was so much fun. And I was always like, boy, if I could do something like that for a living where I'm like making comic books, like how cool would that be, you know, to really enjoy what I do for a living. Mm. And, you know, it definitely had its ups and downs. And there were times when I didn't think that I would be successful, but I never gave up on it. And even in the beginning, I had to self-publish my own books because I could never find a publisher who was interested in my stories. And then in 2014, I illustrated a book for Scholastic called The 0° Zombie Zone. And then I signed my contract with HarperCollins to do New Kid January 2017. And I drew every day for like 15, 16 hours a day from January 2017 until February 2018. And then it came out February 2019. So it took a whole year to come out. So there's a lot of work, and I'm putting even more work in doing Class Act, which is the companion book.
Congratulations, Jerry, because it's just, this is how these books win these awards. It just hit everything. I was able to read it a bunch of times, and I don't usually reread that many books. You find something new every time you read it.
I hid so many different things in there, and there are characters that have whole story arcs that I don't even mention who they are. You know, like they don't have names, but they're just in the background. So when you do read it a second time, you know, you see, oh, you know, when Alexandra says she doesn't like spaghetti when she's online, now I know why, you know, or when this happens, mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So that is kind of what I hope for, that you could reread it a second time or a third time and see, like, you know, a bus poster in the background, or that the dog has on a sweater, or, you know, just different things like that, you know. I see one thing in the chat asking me about my favorite author. One of my favorite picture book authors is named Eric Velasquez. And one of my favorite books that he did is called Octopus Stew. It's relatively new, and I just think it's a lot of fun. And it's also a book featuring kids of color and the family of color, where there's a great family life, kid uses his imagination, and there's nothing that's just bad and sad, like a lot. Some of the older books, Elizabeth Acevedo is one of my favorites, Renee Watson, of course, Kwame Alexander. So there are so many more books now that I think I would have loved as a kid, and it would have made me a reader much younger.
And Octopus Stew, good grandma in that one.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, and I see Sebastian is here.
I listened to the audiobook, mm-hmm. and I thought the style that you did it in was really cool, so I was wondering why you decided to make the graphic novel into an audiobook.
So, thank you, Sebastian. So that is interesting, because it wasn't my idea, it was my publisher. And at HarperCollins, and they said, hey, we want to make New Kid into an audiobook. And I had never heard of that. And I was hoping that they wouldn't ask me to read it, you know, and I'd have to do all the voices and be like, Jordan, breakfast is ready. Okay, mom. You know, I was like, oh, that is going to be terrible. And they they had me listen to a graphic novel that they had done that with called Nimona. And when I listened to Nimona and I heard the sound effects and the different characters and stuff like that, I was like, oh, that's what they want to do. And then I got really excited. And when I went down and heard it for the first time, when they sent me a copy, I just thought that it was absolutely amazing. Like, it was so good. All the voices were spot on. You know, the stuff that they did with the director and the actors and everything. I just really enjoyed it. So I cannot wait to hear book two.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sebastian. And we just have one last question from Isaac. And Isaac wants to know, did you also go to a school with rich kids? Because I do. Did it make you feel like an outsider?
Absolutely. I know. So when I went to the school in Riverdale, there were so many kids, and, you know, my dad would come to pick me up in our family Ford, you know, and meanwhile, they were in, you know, Mercedes and Rolls Royces and all these really fancy cars. And some of them had drivers and things like that, you know. So it was very interesting. And then the same thing happened with my sons. And, you know, I would go to pick them up at school. And, you know, they had some really amazing houses, you know. And we'd go to their houses. And it's like, wow, like, you know, you could fit my house in there three times. So the same kind of thing with like vacations, like, you know, we might have gone to see family kind of locally or drive to Philly or somewhere. And they were going like, oh, well, where'd you go on summer vacation? Oh, we went to the moon. You know, my dad hired the space shuttle. Like, wow. So I know that's, you know, kids, I don't think ever meant, most of them never meant to be mean-spirited or anything. Mm-hmm. But you also don't understand what it's like if everyone has gone to like Greece and then you just went to Super Walmart, you know, to buy a new Xbox game. And that's how you spent spring break, you know. So I just wanted to make people a little bit more empathetic so that if that does happen, then they will have a little bit more of an understanding of what some of their friends may be going through.
Great question and great answer. Thank you, Jerry. I was just thinking about how you made Jordan, and he had empathy as throughout the book, as he is just getting used to school. You see his empathy with Alexandra and sitting with her and actually finding out why she's wearing that puppet on her hands. And even during the holiday season, his parents bought him finally the modern NBA 2K.
Yep.
And he hides the gift from Liam in the room to not hurt his parents' feelings. It was just little things like that, Jerry. You just did such a great job. Because it was just the little things. Because your themes were wonderful, but it was the little things you did throughout the book that made it outstanding. And I thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Yeah, I think life is about doing the little things. You know, learning how to properly pronounce your friend's name, whether or not they are Korean or, you know, Japanese or Chinese, you know, like little things like that really do make a difference when you just take the time to get to know someone. And that is the kind of thing that I hope that my fans and readers will take from the book and actually put in that extra effort.
Thanks for listening to the Children Chatting with Our Foods podcast.